Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Parts of my Donald Sterling interview that you haven't heard before. Plus, will the players boycott? Let's get started. Magic Johnson's response to Donald Sterling was widely praised for taking the high road with the controversial owner of the Clippers.
I was expecting at least an apology, and the American public wanted an apology. He finally did that. But this is, it's sad. When I saw the interview, it's sad. I hope Donald can see the mistake that he has made and also the people he have hurt along the way.
Johnson spoke after Sterling publicly attacked him in his one and only interview on Monday night.
This attack on Magic is crazy. He's messing with the wrong brother. And Magic is loved by everybody around the world.
Sterling was ostensibly apologizing for his racist remarks, but ended up making things worse for himself with this attack.
Well, what kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people? Doesn't do anything.
Reaction was swift. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver quickly issued a statement which said, quote, "I just read a transcript of Donald Sterling's interview with Anderson Cooper, and while Magic Johnson doesn't need me to, I feel compelled on behalf of the NBA family to apologize to him that he continues to be dragged into this situation and be degraded by such a malicious and personal attack. The NBA Board of Governors is continuing with its process to remove Mr. Sterling as expeditiously as possible." Former President Bill Clinton called Johnson after the interview, and Johnson tweeted out his thanks to the president for his support. NBA players also showed their support for Johnson. CNN's Rachel Nichols spoke with several players who said Sterling's remarks were the final straw.
The biggest shockwaves from players that I talked to today, they said, wait a minute, he insulted Magic Johnson again? He did that again? They can't believe that.
And it wasn't only Sterling's attack on Magic Johnson that surprised the players.
I contend that they love me.
You think they still love you?
I do. I do.
You believe the players of the Los Angeles Clippers love you?
Absolutely.
Clippers star Chris Paul called Sterling's remarks, quote, unfortunate.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. You know what I mean? We're here, we're focused. I love my wife, my kids, my family, my teammates, but yeah.
Coach Doc Rivers said while he wasn't expecting anything from Sterling, he didn't think it was much of an apology.
Right now I'm focused on our guys and being above all that. But, you know, that's fine. You know, he's going to keep doing what he does. We have to keep doing our jobs, though.
How the Sterling interview might affect his status as the Clippers owner remains to be seen, but it is now part of that conversation. Yesterday evening, the NBA issued a statement that read in part, "The Advisory Finance Committee met again this afternoon via conference call. The committee discussed the recent media appearances by Donald Sterling and reviewed the status of the charge for termination of the Clippers' ownership. The committee will reconvene next week."